Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
As the liberal left from the Biden administration clear down to municipal governments continue to advance policies that promote so-called transgender rights, states are beginning to push back. In Montana, three bills dealing with transgender issues are working their way through the legislature. House Bill 112 would ban boys who believe they're girls from competing in women's sports. House Bill 427 would ban irreversible gender reassignment surgery on minors. And Senate Bill 280 would stop people from retroactively changing the sex on their birth certificate. All three have passed out of their houses of origin, and the women's sports bill is nearing Governor Gianforte's desk. As happens so often with issues like this, the topic of transgender rights is part of a broad social dialogue taking place across the entire United States. The left acts as though it's a fait accompli and labels anyone who disagrees with them as out of touch and on the wrong side of history. But are we really? For 50 years, they said the same thing about abortion, and now the numbers are trending back in our direction. With regard to the women's sports bill, Montana's not alone in the battle. 25 other states are considering similar legislation. It's already law in Idaho, Mississippi, Arkansas, and Tennessee, and the issue has created a political firestorm for South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, who recently backpedaled after first promising to sign the bill. And it's not just women's sports in the crosshairs. Yesterday, Arkansas became the first state to ban gender reassignment procedures on minors after Governor Asa Hutchinson, a Republican, saw his veto overridden by huge majorities in the Arkansas House and Senate. As more state legislatures pass these types of protections, governors are increasingly being dragged into the fray. Pennsylvania Democrat Governor Tom Wolf will soon see a transgender sports bill on his desk and has promised a veto. Will he be the second governor to see his veto overridden? Only time will tell. The fact that so many states are passing these bills and the fact that all of them will be challenged in court makes it highly likely that the final arbiter will be the U.S. Supreme Court. The Biden administration is pushing transgenderism on all fronts, including schools and the military, where doctors are being told to prepare for pregnant male soldiers. I kid you not. Since January, when Senate Bill 132 went into effect, 255 California prison inmates have requested transfers to women's prisons. It's interesting how nearly all of the requests have been for males wanting to transfer to women's prisons, and virtually no women prisoners requesting transfers to male facilities. Unless you think California is strangely unique, Connecticut and Massachusetts have passed similar laws. It's also happening right here in Montana. Several years ago, a Bozeman man who identified as a woman was convicted of raping a 16-year-old girl. He then demanded to be housed in the women's prison. On a separate note, and in some ways even more disturbing, is the number of large corporations that are threatening retaliation if states refuse to embrace transgender theory. From Amazon to Google to Verizon and even the NC2A, companies are threatening to pull out of states if these bills are signed into law, to which we reply, good riddance. Montana has a unique perspective. Gone are the days of the Copper Kings who charted the political course of our state. Gone also are the days when the Montana Power Company lobbyists would sit up in the House and Senate galleries and direct the passage of legislation with a thumbs up or a thumbs down. The Montana legislature is well on its way to passing legislation that will protect women's sports and the health of confused minors. And for that, we're extremely grateful. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.